Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Headspace Studios.
Hi, my name's Andy, and welcome to Radio Headspace. It's a Monday morning. Let's talk about suffering. What else did you want to talk about on a Monday morning? Don't worry, it's not suffering in the sense of like bringing you down. Hopefully this is something that will bring you a greater sense of inspiration for the week ahead. I was chatting with a friend the other day, and we were talking about different monastic experiences, different places that I'd stayed over the years. And I was talking about one particular monastery where we were given the option of one of three things to focus on. And you don't have to live in a monastery to focus on one of these three things. I think they apply anywhere in our life. Now, the first one is impermanence. So focusing your attention moment to moment throughout the day on change. So just noticing internally, externally, how things are constantly changing. If we do that over time, we start to see that everything is very kind of fluid. There's nothing really that we can hold on to, even if we want to hold on to it. And there's no point in trying to repress things or suppress things because everything is moving, everything is fluid. If we allow that to come and go, then naturally we begin to have a different perspective on our life. So that idea of change and impermanence, that's sort of one doorway, one gateway that we were offered for practice. Another was a sense of non-self. So not being too attached to this idea that we are fundamentally separate from everything and everyone around us. That those ideas are primarily sort of conceptual. They exist as ideas in our thinking mind. And that once we drop those, well, then we start to sort of feel a greater sense of connection, which suggests that we're not so separate from one another. So that was another gateway. And then the third gateway is suffering. And you may sort of think that suffering doesn't sound like a very appealing one to focus on. And certainly back in the day, my vote went to change. But over time, as I've spent more time sitting in meditation, more time just living life, really, I start to see the value of getting comfortable with suffering and the benefit of understanding it. We may think that suffering is sort of the opposite to happiness, but I actually think that it's a way of experiencing more happiness if we frame it in the right way and if we work with it in the right way. This isn't necessarily bad things that are happening outside of ourselves in our external environment. This is more about the suffering of our internal dialogue, our thinking mind being overwhelmed by emotion. More often than not, we are so fearful of that we try to keep it at bay. And because we try to keep it at bay, we never really understand it. And because we don't understand it, we're fearful of it. So we created this sort of cycle in our mind. And in many ways, meditation is an opportunity to sit down with the mind as it is. And often it will feel overwhelming. Often the mind, it will feel like it's constantly worrying. There's something unpleasant about that on the one hand. And yet, if we can observe it without bias, then we get to a point where it's possible to get comfortable with that. And in getting comfortable with suffering, we actually break that cycle. All of a sudden, there is an opportunity to be present with the difficulty of mind, with our neurosis, however you like to sort of think about it. But in being present with that, we begin to understand it. And in understanding it more, we fear it less. And in fearing it less, it tends to arise less in the mind. Not only that, in better understanding in ourselves, we better understand what other people are going through. And so we tend to have a greater sense of empathy as well. So we are simultaneously cultivating compassion and awareness. So as you go into the week, all three of those, I think, are really helpful things to focus on. And sometimes it's nice to have something quite concrete like that to help you feel more present throughout the day. But although suffering may not sound like the most appetizing start to the week, there is something in that. Ultimately, if we can understand it, if we can see it, if we can view it in the right way, then there's happiness to be found in the heart of it. Thanks for listening today. Have a good one. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Hi, everyone. It's Dora. If you like Radio Headspace, I have a feeling you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring each mindfulness teacher from Radio Headspace and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering your questions and sharing our unique perspectives on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy listening, friends.